What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I have one main point that I want to make today, and in some ways, it's controversial and shouldn't be. And I will preface what I'm about to say with this. What I'm about to say is a simplification of the problems that we face and a simplification of the strategies that we have to solve those problems. But for the sake of an illustration, I want to say that we have put way too many of our eggs in the basket of demanding that the government do right by us. Now, we deserve. We are taxpayers. We are citizens. We deserve for the government to do right by us. But so much of our energy, effort, time, skill, intellect, resource, so much of who we are is spent demanding someone else do something for us that I truly think we have missed out on so many opportunities on things we can do, things we can build for ourselves. Am I saying that we completely abandon demanding the government to do right by us? No, of course not. But we need to put more of our eggs, more of our people, more of our energy, budget, skill in the basket of figuring out how we can build our own solutions, build our own resource base, build our own systems and structures, instead of waiting what sometimes is a lifetime for the government to do for us something that they clearly have no intention on doing. Let me unpack and explain what I'm trying to say. This is Sean King, and you're listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
As citizens, as taxpayers, as people who helped build this country, we have every right and we must always demand that this government do right by us. We must. We have to make sure that the laws are equitable, that the contracts are equitable, that this government fulfills its most basic promise to us. And not only that, we have to always make sure that this government doesn't abuse us, which it is really designed and built and crafted to do, particularly the so-called systems of justice, which really are systems of injustice. Those things were always built to punish us and protect somebody else. So with what I'm about to say, I have to preface it by saying it's fine for some of us to be fully dedicated to demanding the government do better by us, do right by us. But far too frequently, I think too much of our national efforts are spent demanding the government do right by us at the great expense of systems, structures, and institutions that we could build for ourselves. And does that mean I think we should stop demanding the government do right by us, that we should stop lobbying, that we should stop fighting for good people to win elections? Of course not. I'll never stop that. But let me just now speak personally about my own life. I am getting to a point where I often wonder, is all of this effort worth the very narrow returns that we often get? There are times where I fought tooth and nail for days, weeks, months, and even years for something, and then ultimately got something far less than what we were fighting for, that at the end of you have to say, was all of that effort worth what we got out of it? Were we wrong to fight for what we fought for? No. Should we continue to fight for justice and equality and change on the local, state, and federal government level? Absolutely. But more of us, and I don't mean like 2% or 5%, like half of us, if not more, should really break away and build our own solutions to the problems that we're facing. We actually have the resources. It's there, but we have to build it. We actually have the skill, the intellect, the capacity to build the things that we are often demanding other people build for us. Should we throw away our struggles for basic civil rights and human rights and equal protection under the law? No, 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 I'm not saying that. But it often looks like 90% of our energy goes to demanding the government to do right by us, and 10% of our energy goes to everything else. Like, whatever that means to you, all the things. And we really need to get to a point where at least half of us are building our own systems, structures, policies, institutions, strategies, building those things ourselves, building our own governments, forming our own cities. Like, more and more and more of us need to be building our own solutions. And I don't say that at the expense of all of us, including myself, who have put so many of our eggs in the demanding the government to do right by us bucket. I'm proud of what we've accomplished there, and I'll continue to fight as smartly as I can. However, we have to say, what could we be building with all of this energy, with all of these resources? What could we be building ourselves? It's Friday, thankfully, and I hope all of you have a really, really great weekend. I'm always rooting for you. Love and appreciate all of you. And if you're already a member of the North Star, thank you. We need all of you to jump on board. If you're not a member of the NorthStar.com, I need you to go there. Go to the NorthStar.com, join today, become a member. What you need to understand is that the only reason we can do this podcast is because we have generous people just like you who say, yeah, I'll become a member. You can do it for $8. And every person that joins, it's the only thing that allows us to have the editors and the web space and everything that we have to do what we do because of the generous support of our members. Take care, everybody. Break it down. The break.